Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Moyer of David Sibeder of Yosef. Last night we had the beautiful Sima Maseches Ksubos. Thank you to so many of you for coming. Really a beautiful, beautiful night of Chizuk HaTorah, of Kiddush Hashem, of Avas HaTorah. Very, very beautiful evening. And upward and onward. This morning we begin Maseches Nedarim. We are on Daf Beis. Just a brief introduction over here to Maseches Nedarim. Why is Nedarim in Seder Nashim? Even though, of course, all the laws of Nedarim apply to men also. So there's a Tosas in Nazir that explains that in the Chumash, when you look at the Parsha of Nedarim in the Chumash, so the Torah speaks about the fact that the father could be mefer the Nedarim of his daughter, and a husband can be mefer the Nedarim of his wife. And therefore, many of the laws of Nedarim are connected specifically to women, and that's why it's in Seder Nashim. Also, it follows Ksuba specifically after the Perek, considering we had a Perek in Ksubas called Hamadir, which speaks specifically about Nedarim that a husband places on his wife. So there is some connection to women, but in reality, the laws of Nedarim apply to men just like they apply to women. So it's a little strange that Nedarim is in Seder Nashim, but many of the laws apply, as we said, to women. Now, what are the basic laws of Nedarim? The basic laws of Nedarim are, I could take this bottle of water right here, and I could say, I don't really mean this, but I could say, I am forbidding this water upon me like a neder. Or I could say, I'm forbidding this water on me like a carbon. That's another way of making a neder, because a carbon is something that's usser. So you could also say, I'm like carbon. Not only that, a kinoi, which we're going to talk about, is where you don't actually say the word carbon, but you say the word konam, which is like slang for carbon in different languages. That also works. Konam and words like that. And then the water becomes usser on you. If you drink the water, you violate a law. The Torah says, lo yachel devaro. You're not allowed to let your words go out for free. You have to follow your words. Lo yachel devaro. And it's a lav, and if you violate the lav, you get 39 lashes. It's a lav in the Torah of violating your neder. The Rambam writes, not only is there a lav for violating a neder, but there's also a mitzvah saseh called motzas fasecha tishmar vasisa. Words that come out of your mouth, you have to follow. Most Rishonim learn, no, it's only a lav and not an aseh. Now, what's the difference between a neder and a shvuah? This comes up all over in Maseches Nedarim. What's it in a neder and a shvuah? A neder, you asser an object on yourself. Nedarim are always about assering objects. Neder is about an object. A shvuah is not assering an object. A shvuah is assering an activity on yourself. Basically what the Gemara calls, neder is an iser cheftza, and shmuel is an iser gavra. You may have heard these terms in Lamdus, Reb Chaim famously like to distinguish between Chefza and Gavra, but in Nedarim, in Shavuos, it's actually a distinction that the Gemara makes. Boker Tov Mordechai. I didn't wish everybody a good morning. Good morning, Jeremy. Good morning, Chanachanach. Good morning, Reuben from Harrisburg. Great to see you. Good morning, Mordechai. Good morning, David Yeshua. Good morning, Yisrael Moshe. Avi, Harav Eliezer Dov, Gershon Eitan, and Tzvika. Okay, so Nedarim, you asser an object. So if I was assering this water, beneder, it would be konam this water upon me, or this water is asser upon me, beneder, or this water is asser on me, bekarban. But if I was assering it b'shvuah, I would say, I'm forbidding myself to drink this water. So I'm not assering the water, I'm assering myself to drink it. That's a shvuah. For instance, now, a neder can only be chal on something that's an object. So let's say a person wanted to swear not to sleep for the next 3 days. I swear I won't sleep for the next 3 nights. You can't ask that with a neder because sleep is not an object. You could only ask that with a shvuah. You would say, I swear that I won't sleep because there's no object involved. A neder is where you ask an object in yourself. Shvuah is where you could ask activities on yourself. Now, just a couple of general things here, and then we'll get right into it. But the language of Maseches Nedarim is a little bit different than the language of other Masechtas in Shas. Some say it sounds a little bit more like the Yushalmi as opposed to the Bavli. Yushalmi have basically a lot of different people expressing their opinions. There wasn't a lot of fighting. There wasn't a lot of back and forth. So in that sense, the Nedarim was a little bit smoother. Some say that Nedarim was never reviewed in Bavel. For whatever the reason, they didn't learn it in Bavel. They only learned it in Eretz Yisrael. That's why it sounds more like the Yerushalmi. Now, in general, the rabbis were not in favor, not only the rabbis, but there's a pasuk, right? I think it's in Koheles. Tov asher lo tidar, mishetidar velo tishalim. It's better not to make nedarim. We don't like people taking nedarim on themselves. That's why you always find people saying, bli nether, bli nether, bli nether, bli nether, bli nether. We don't like people taking nedarim because they're afraid you're not going to do it. Why make life more? Hashem already asked enough things on us. Hashem permitted a lot of things. He already asked it. So in general, Chazal weren't so excited about people taking nedarim. We're going to learn a lot about that. That we're not so excited about nedarim.
B'li Shvua, right?
Usually it's B'li Shvua, oh, right. B'li Nether, B'li Shvua, yeah, right. You should say both. Now, there is no Rashi in Maseches Nedarim. Even what appears and says Rashi, most historians say isn't really Rashi, and most Talmidei Chacham say it's also not Rashi. Rashi in Nedarim is not really Rashi. We call it the Mefarish. They don't even know who it is. They call it the Mefarish, it's somebody, but generally speaking, most people who learn Nedarim learn with the Ran. One of the reasons why the blot in Nedarim are so small is because the Ran talks and talks and talks. It's not like Rashi, which is very concise. The Ran is much longer. The Ran is sort of like more like Tosfos than he is like Rashi, but most people, when they learn Nedarim, learn with the Ran. So a lot of what we're going to speak about when we talk things out is not really going to be Rashi. It's going to be more with the Ran. And with that brief introduction, let's launch right into the Masechta. Here we go. Says the Mishnah, Kol kinuyei nedarim kinedarim, v'charamim kecharamim, u'shvuos kishvuos, u'neziros kineziros. Not only does neder work by saying, this water is usher on me, b'neder, but you could also, and not only does it work by saying, this water is usher on me like a carbon being something that is already usher, carbon, right? How do you make a carbon? You go over to Adam and say, how raise a carbon? Now it's usher bahana. So too, you could say, the water is like a carbon. Now the water is usher on you bahana. If you benefit from the water, you get malchus. But not only if you say the word carbon, but even a kinui. Kinui means like the nickname. If you use the colloquially used word for carbon, which the most classic one that our Masechta is going to talk about is the word konam. Konam was apparently the slang way of referring to a carbon. In other languages or in slang. Anyway, so kinuyei nedarim, if that's what people use to say the word carbon, that counts. So if I would say, this water is usher on me like a konam, then it would be usher on me also. That's a kinuy. So not only do kinuyei nedarim kinedarim, charamim kecharamim. There are two different types of charamim, somewhat of a machlokus about what charamim means in this Mishnah. There are cherme kohanim and cherme hektesh. You can make something cherem and intend to give it to the Kohanim, and you can make something cherem and intend to be makdish it to the Bedek HaBayis, to the Beis HaMikdash. So if you use a kinoi, kinoi charamim are like charamim. And kinoi shvuos, we'll see that not just the word shvua, but you can use the word shvusa or shvuka or other things are referring to a shvua. Unaziros, kinaziros, and also different words of kinui for nazirus also work for nazirus. Right, there are some other words for cherem like cherek or cherech or cheref. All these words are considered to be kinuyim of charamim. There is somewhat of a machlokas whether or not you'd be chayiv malchus for. Oh, we'll get to that in a second. That's the next line, actually. That's you, Yadayim. Here we go. So now, the next part of the Mishnah talks about. So this Mishnah talks about kinuyim and Yadayim. That's the next line. Ha'omer lechaveiro, mujrani mimcha, mufreshani mimcha, miruchkani mimcha. If a person says to his friend, I want to be minudar from you. I want to be beneder from you. Or
separated from you or distant from you. How? Shani ochel lach, meaning I don't want to eat anything of yours. Shani toim lach, aser. So this case is called yadayim. So the topic of this mission is kinuyim and yadayim. What are yadayim? Yadayim is where you hint, you say part of the language of a neder, but you don't say the full language. That's why it's called the yad. Actually, there's three opinions why it's called the yad, but the Ran and Tosfos and the Rush, they say why it's called a yad is, yad means a handle. You see this? You see this water bottle over here? You see it has a handle? See? That's called the yad in Hebrew, the yadit. So when you don't say the whole thing, but you say the handle, you say like a significant piece of it, but you don't say it all the way out, that's also considered to be a neder, where it's clear what you mean, you just didn't say the whole thing. You left out the word karban, right? You left out the word. So this is a case of yad. So if you say, mujrani mimcha, mufreshani mimcha, miruchkani mimcha, so some say the word yad means a handle. The Rambam in the Parash Mishnayos says it actually means the opening. Yad's like, it's the door of a nether. Yad is like, is a lesson of opening. And others say that yad is from a lesson of, I'm sorry. You're right, the Ran, Tosfos, Rush say it's the handle of a kli. Some say it means psicha. The Rambam in Parash Mishnayos, I think, says in the language of chelek. It's like a piece of a nether. And the Ran and the Ritva hold that there's also Malkus for a neder that's chal ayidei din yad. Others disagree. Maybe there's no Malkus, but it's still usser. Let's continue. So, usser. Menuda ani lecha. If you say like, I'm in cherem from you, Rabbi Kiva yachochich b'zel ha-hachmir, he wasn't sure. It's a suffix. The Gemara is going to speak about this a little bit, but it was a suffix, and he thought to be machmir. Fine, let's continue. Unizirus kinizirus. Right. So I apologize. Give me 1 second. I apologize. Right. Okay. Menuda. He was right. I'm sorry. Let's continue. Okay. Says the Gemara, "Kol kinuye nedarim kinedarim." So we said in the Mishnah that all of the slang references to a neder are considered to be legit nedarim. By the way, another general rule of nedarim, because it's very related to this, is that dibra Torah, that haloch achar lashon bnei adam. When it comes to nedarim, we follow the colloquial use of the way people used to talk about this. That's why kinuy and nedarim are kinedarim, because in the slang, people used to refer to nedim as a karban, as a konam, or as a, one of those other words. So we follow the way people generally meant things. That's a general rule by nedarim. Says the Mishnah. Says the Gemara. Maishna gabi nazi de lo ketani lulukulu, umaishna gabi nedarim de ketani lukulu. How come in nazir, in Maseches Nazir, they only quote this halacha of kinuy by Nazirus. In Maseches Nazir, they only quote the din of kinuyim, and all it says is kinuye Nazirus or kinazirus. And yet in Nedarim, it says kinuye Nedarim are like Nedarim, kinuye Charamim are like Charamim, kinuye Shvuos are like Shvuos, kinuye Nazir. Why do we go through all four of them by Nazir, we only mention that which is discussed in that Masechta itself, namely Nazir. So, answer the Gemara, Mishum de Neder u Shvua ksive gabe hadadi. Because Neder and Shvua in the Torah are written right next to each other. As it says in Parshas Matos, Ki yidor Neder Lashem, O Hishava Shvua. Nedarim and Shvuos are written right next to each other. So Tani Tartin. So in Nedarim, it's going to mention Shvuos also, even though we have a whole Masechah called Masechah Shvuos that talks about the Shvuos. But since Nedarim and Shvuos are right next to each other, so we wanted to mention the laws of Nedarim together with the laws of Shvuos. If it came into Tani Tartin, and once you said those two, Tani Lekulu. So once it was already going into Nedarim and Shavuos, it lumped in as well Charamim and Nazirus. However, in Maseches Nazir, it only mentions a Nazir. Ask the Gemara, V'lisne kinu Shavuos basa Nadarim. So wait a second. If you're telling me that the reason why it says all four is because Shavuos and Nadarim are very related, well then why is the Mishnah in a weird order? It should have done Nadarim and then Shavuos right afterwards. Why does the Mishnah instead do Nadarim, then Charamim, then Shavuos, then Nazirus? It's out of order. It should have done Shavuos right after Nadarim. Answers the Gemara what we said before. The Gemara answers, I did the Torah Nadarim, the Mitzah Cheftzaleh. Once it mentions Nadarim, that Aser is an object on yourself. Remember we said before in the introduction that Nadarim is always an object. That Nadarim is always an object. Just like we said before that Nether is always on an object. So just like Nadarim is the Aser Cheft, the Mitzah Cheftzaleh. Tananami Charamim, the Mitzah Cheftzaleh. So we mentioned a cherem also. A cherem is an iser on an object. Like you say, achilas kikar ze alai becherem, that eating this loaf of bread on me is going to be like a cherem. Lafuki shvua. I'm sorry. That's incorrect. That if I aser an object, becherem, meaning I'm going to dedicate it to the Beis HaMikdash, but charamim also apply to objects. Well, I'm going to dedicate it to the kohanim, whichever kind of cherem we're talking about. You're going to aser it to the, you're going to aser an object. So charamim come after nadarim because they're both about objects. Lafuki shvua, dekarsa nafshe min chefza, as opposed to a shvua where you're asering your gavra, you, on a certain activity or on a certain object. Right, a shvuah could also be on an object, but the way you aser a shvuah on an object is you don't aser the object on you, you aser the action of yourself doing it to the object. Like, you could aser this water b'shvuah also, but the way you would aser the water b'shvuah is instead of saying, I aser this water on me b'neder, or b'karban, I would aser myself on drinking this water. I aser myself to drink, so it's on the action, it's not on the object. And now,
does that have to be specific to an object or in general?
No, we said shvuah could be even on sleep, which is not an object. I swear I won't sleep for the next 3 days.
Right, but let's say an example you gave. So I give a shvuah that I'm not going to drink this water.
Or I could say, I could either one. I could do anything, right? That's a shvuah could be on the action. That's the point. But neder could only be, well, and neder could be on all water. You could say, I'm asking all water on myself. Shvuah would be, I'm asking myself to drink all water. Okay. Now, the last point of today's daf, says the Gemara, Pasach bechinuyim kol kinu nedarim umefaresh yados haomer lachaver mudar animimcha. That's one kasha. How come the Mishnah begins by saying kinuyei nedarim kinedarim, but then when it tells you the examples, it goes on to explain yados before it actually explains any examples of kinuyim? Shouldn't have it explained kinuyim first? And actually, it goes right into explaining yados without saying yados. Visu. Yados in Shay. Why doesn't the Tana actually explain to me what a yad is? And as it should have first said, Yados Nadarim Kinadarim. Yados Shvuas Kishvuas. It should have said that. Right? It shouldn't it have first told me that Yados are Usr before going into explaining to me what the cases of Yados are? Answers the Gemara. Ayre Behom. Really, we do mention Yados. Really, we did mention it, but the words are missing in the Mishnah. V'chisur mechso hachitani. This is what the words, there were words missing in the Mishnah. And therefore, it really meant to say like this. Kol kinui nedarim kinedarim, v'yados nedarim kinedarim. It also meant to mention, just like kinui nedarim are like nedarim, so too, yados of nedarim are like nedarim. Okay, you answered the second kasha, but you didn't answer the first kasha. V'lifrosh kinuyim reisha. Okay, fine. So it's like it meant to say nedarim there also. But why? Once it did that, it said kinuyim nedarim are like nedarim, and yados nedarim are like nedarim. But why didn't it start by explaining the kinuyim as opposed to starting with the yados? Right? It says first kinuyim, then it says yados. But then when explaining the cases, explains yados first. It should have explained first things first. Shouldn't we do first things first? Says the Gemara, no. Actually, when it comes to Torah, we do second things first. As very first, the very first Gemara in Shas, Brachos, right? The Gemara has some Brachos that when it comes to Shema, we first talk about the night Shema, then the day Shema. But when it comes to Birchas Kriya Shema, we first talk about the day Brachos and then the night Brachos. So what does the Gemara say? Why does it do that? So the Gemara says, well, we started with the night, and then we went to day Shema. But once we were on day Shema, now we want to talk about the Brachos. Once I'm on the day, we first talk about the day Brachos and then the night Brachos. Oh, so let's see the Gemara. It says the Gemara, V'lifrosh kinuyim bereisha, answers the Gemara, who does salik minahu mufarish bereisha? No, the way all of Shas works, we'll see in a minute, it's not actually all of Shas, but the way all of Shas works, the Gemara thinks, is that you say the first thing, then you introduce the second concept, and when discussing the details, you start with the second concept, not the first one. So the rule of first things first does not apply to the Gemara. Kiddushan, like we learned in the Mishnah Shabbos. Bame madlikin uvama ein madlikin. Ein madlikin belechesh v'chosim v'chalach. We start with the second thing. Bame tomnin uvama ein tomnin. What was this, the sixth parak of Mordechai of Shabbos? Bame tomnin. Sixth, the fifth, or the seventh, one of those. The fifth, yeah, okay. Bame tomnin uvama ein tomnin. Ein tomnin, you're not allowed to cover a pot with this. Bame isha yotze. That was also one of them. The fifth or the sixth or the seventh. One of them. Bame. What kind of jewelry is a woman allowed to walk outside without an eva than Shabbos? And what is she not allowed to walk? Bame isha yotze. Ein yotze. Ein yotze. Lo seita isha, etc. So you see, it's second things first in Shas. Says the Gemara. Really? All over Shas, it's always second things first? I'll show you some places in Shas where it's first things first. Cholecha de Pasach, loy mefarish bereisha. What about the Mishnah Barba Basra? V'hatanan, there's Mishnah Barba Basra. Yesh nochlin u'manchilin, yesh nochlin v'lo manchilin, yesh. And it says, v'yesh shalo nochlin v'lo manchilin. Right, there's four of them there, right? Yesh, maybe there's just three. Yesh nochlin u'manchilin. And yesh nochlin v'lo manchilin. And v'yesh, Now, there it actually has four cases, as that's going to be the Gemara's answer. It has four cases. It says, yesh nochlin u'manchilin. Yesh nochlin v'lo manchilin, yesh manchilin v'lo nochlin, v'yesh ein lo nochlin v'lo manchilin. There's four possibilities, which means there's some relatives that you might inherit me, but I don't inherit you. And some relatives that you inherit me and I inherit you. And some relatives that you don't inherit me and I don't inherit you, etc. So there, and which one does it start with? It starts with the first thing. V'elu nochlin u'manchilin. What about Yuvamas? Oh, Yuvamas. We shake just saying the words Yuvamas. Yesh mutaras labaalein v'asurin liyivmeim. Some women are usher to marry, but forbidden to their Yuvamas. And some are mutarin liyivmeim v'asurin labaalein. Some are mutar to the Yavam, but usher to the husband. And some are mutar to both, and some are usher to both. Four cases. And which one does it start explaining? Ve'elu mutaras labaalein v'asurin liyivmeim. It starts with first things first. And in Menachas, yesh tunas shemen ulvona. Some minchas require oil and frankincense. Not Frankenstein, frankincense. Frankincense is a type of spice. I couldn't believe it. Like, I always grew up, thought it was like Frankenstein, but okay. It's not. Frankenstein and frankincense have absolutely nothing to do with each other. Anyway, I just needed to wake up everybody a little bit. Here we go. So some minchas require oil and frankincense. Shemen v'lo levona, or oil and not frankincense. And some need only frankincense and not oil. And some of them have no oil and no frankincense. Ve'elu tuna shemen levona. And when it starts explaining it, which one does it start? First things first. It starts the first case. Yesh tu'unos hagasha ve'ein tu'unos tenufa. Some minchas require bringing them close to the mizbeach and not waving. Tenufa v'lo hagasha. Some of them need waving and not coming forward. And some need both and some need neither. Ve'elu tu'unos hagasha and not tenufa. So it starts with first things first. Yesh b'chor l'nachla ve'ein b'chor l'kohen. Sometimes a firstborn is considered to be a firstborn for inheritance, but not for redemption. B'chor l'kohen ve'ein b'chor l'nachla. Some firstborn are firstborn for redemption and not for inheritance. Ve'ezeu b'chor l'nachla ve'ein b'chor l'kohen. And it starts giving you the list of nachlat kohen. Answers the Gemara. What's the obvious difference? Where there's four cases, we don't start with the last case. We got to go in order because four is a lot. And the Gemara wants to make sure we don't forget any of them. So when you have an order of four, we start with one, then two, then three, then four. There's two kinds of people in the world, right? Some people, when they have a list, they always start from item number one on the list. I got to do item number one, then I got to do item number two, then I got to do item number three. And other people are all over the place. Like whatever they feel like doing, they do it. I'll figure out a way to get. Yeah, Mordechai, you're the second one. Yeah, I didn't have a Shiloh. I didn't have a shiloh about that one. I'm a lot more the first one, but okay. Anyway, says the Gemara. Says the Gemara. What's the answer? Halein mishum de'avshulei mefarshu de'pasach bereisha. Since the list is longer, we want to start with first things first. Says the Gemara, but that's not true. I v'habame behem ayotze v'habame ein ayotze de'lo avsha. Uktana yotze gomel, etc. But bama behema yotze, bama ena yotze, there were only two on the list, and yet it still started with first things first, even though there was only two options. Answers the Gemara. Ella lav dafka. There's no rule. Sometimes we do it this way, sometimes we do it that way. Zimnin mefarash with the pasal bereisha, zimnin with the salak mefarash bereisha. There's no rule. And the Ran adds, since the Tana doesn't really care, so quite the contrary. The Mishnah is careful to sometimes do it this way and sometimes do it the other way to show you that there's no rule. So says the Ran. That's one answer. V'iba yisema. Then the Gemara gives another answer. Yados, aidei da'asin midrasha mefarish lahon bereisha. Ah, we've seen this elsewhere in Shas also. Since kinui is more of a svara, and yados is more of a chiddush, you need a pasuk to teach me that yados work. It's learned out from a drasha from psukim, as we'll see later on in the Gemara. So there's more of a chiddush. So the Mishnah likes to explain those things that are more mechudash first. Ask the Gemara. V'liftach hadein bereisha. So, okay, granted, you want to explain yados first. So why didn't the Mishnah begin and say, yados nedarim kinedarim, kinuye nedarim kinedarim, and then explain the yados? Answers the Gemara. Miftach pasach b'chinuyin doiraisa bereisha. Kinuyin are midoraisa. Now, yados are also midoraisa. Doesn't mean that, but it means kinuyim are more obvious. It means kinuyim are more obvious. So we start with that which is more obvious. And then, v'hadam mefarash yados ta'asin le midrasha. So when we're talking about the list, we talk about kinuyim which are more obvious, more logical, and more obvious. But when we're doing the deeper explanation, we want to explain that which is more mechudosh. So we got both in there. We start with that which is more obvious, and then but when we're explaining them, going into detail, we're going to do that which is more mechudosh. Even though the Gemara says that kinuyim are doraisa, and it sounds like yados are not doraisa, but the mefarshim say over here that no, that even yados are also learned that, as we're going to see in the Gemara, in tomorrow's daf, that yados are also learned out from a pasuk, so yados are also doraisa. But it just means that kinuim are more pashut, so we don't need a specific drasha. But yados, without the drasha, we would not know that there was a din of yados. However, the Mefarish, over here on the page, was quoted by Rashi, the Mefarish writes that yados are only midrabanan. But others say that the Mefarish didn't really mean that it's the Rabbanan, just means it's learned out from a drasha. It doesn't really mean it's the Rabbanan, but he does say it's the Rabbanan. Okay. We will stop here. Everyone should have a great day.
Nedarim, Rabbeinu. Nedarim. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day, Rabbeinu.
You too.
You mentioned last night what you brought up with the Rashi of Shememar, and I thought I was giving you such a big credit. I think you would wonder if I spoke about that once in my life.
Who said that?